从某日那么久别人把工作学生呢但我是那多么大多么没一边关注你有把能力当不同梦给关注告诉爸爸开始工作学生呢
In order to establish all sentient beings as vast as space in the state of precious Buddhahood, we need to generate bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. So please listen to this teaching with that intention. And the teaching today is a short Vajradhara lineage prayer composed by Pengar Jampal Sangpo. And of the main points... of that text. We have finished the first one of the lineage lamas and of the main points of the second point of the main practice of the ordinary and the common and special preliminaries. We are in the first of the common preliminaries.
That the Yikondula Daju Nyekawa Shubare, Nichiwa Medapa, Tortu Shubare, Tachangi, Danatik of Solash, and Locom de Kambur Sumbashins, Tenetso de Tanganzo Shimbapangores, Simbapangores, Tangaranzo, Sailor Shimbachimbo, Yena, Tenichis Milanash in Tabula Degona, Tetugimare, Kalashimbujanian Segore. Then Nola Shimbachimbo and Norjanyang, Sandy Dogo Remana, the net and the Chung Choshis in the day to be a Yomare, then Dana Jinda, say Nor some member Ming Yendra, then the top Madan Chazang, the Shimba Yuna, Chakba Yuna, and the Chu Yangda Batu Mare, Senor Kunla Chachin, Mabadas, that's also the Tsikuran Matashi Jepsana, this will a Shimbachung Jung Jagores, Shimba. Chungada chizun milana shi bet pangore de na dang aransu dana bet pang to be kaleka boyore de de shimba chungro dango gore de ne chuje la da na dusu mang de tetu ta he de gechen bore se song yong gore
So we have discussed the precious human birth, which is difficult to find, and death and impermanence. So the main point in the teaching, revulsion is the foot of meditation, as is taught. The main thing is that we need to give up clinging. We cling to this life, but we need to be like Jetsun Milarepa and be able to let go of this clinging. If we cling to wealth and fortune, and then if this is what we grasp at, then this is how we will spend our time. So we have attachment to food and wealth and fame and fortune and so on. And if we have this kind of attachment, then we can't actually accomplish Dharma practice well. So we need to give up attachment and be just to lessen our attachment. Even if we can't be like Milarepa and completely give up our attachment to this life, we can at least lessen it. And so we need to minimize our attachments and recognize that we don't have much time to accomplish the Dharma.
That thing la cedir to that chugres and that cedilla shamba dogore la giordona cedilla shamba dotumna tenish that's the gomla shena shambore de naya that's a churchella toa de lebgogore churchella tsundu de lebgogore that cedilla shamba yuna churchella tsundu dan toa de letugumare
So as the line reads, we need to cut the ties to this life, which means sort of reversing our attachment or undoing our attachment to this life. And unless we need to develop a taste for the Dharma and delight in the Dharma and exertion for the Dharma, if we have attachment to this life, then we won't be able to... develop a taste for the Dharma, a joy in the Dharma, and exertion in practice. So the line reads, so that I have no attachment to honor or gain. So sometimes we, even practitioners, want to have some, actually gain something from practice for people to think well of us or something like that. So if we have this kind of attachment and this kind of aim, then this is really not real Dharma practice.
Tā kruwa di la kyun tu tōng ni, tā chitāng gi tā tā nā di.
Kruwa di la?
Tā kyun tōng ni, tā tōng ni, tā āndhā nā shing gi, tsē di nā wā di zhō chāng mā, kyun tu tōng ni, tā chī ngā rā tu chā. Mīk la tsē pu tōng na, di la chā gi rē, mīk la mā tsē pu tōng na, di la kōng rō sā gi rē. Tā nē nā wā la nyēn pu tu na gā gi rē, nyēn pu mā tu na mī gā rē, tā di zhō chāng mā, di di zhō chāng mā.
So what we need to do is to, in order to do this, we need to see the faults in samsara. So when normally, when we see something attractive, we develop attachment toward it. If we see something unappealing, then we have aversion toward it. So through this attachment and aversion, this reactions to things, then we accumulate karma and negativity. So we need to recognize this. So this morning I was speaking a bit about the lives of the Kagyu masters and how they went about this. So, for example, Milarepa was a child of the mountains, as it said, and wore the mist as his clothes, living in this very simple way. We are not like that. We want food, we want gain, we want wealth or fame, or it's possible to practice. It's possible to practice with the wish for gain or wealth or fame. They didn't want anything like this, and found only that only the Dharma was meaningful. And so to practice the Dharma, one then becomes like a beggar, like Milarepa, and content with nothing. So as Milarepa said, if I die in the mountains, I will have no regrets.
Da kunzu ge samlo de tambi chu konal le mane shenla da chi rewa do ka yo mare shenla samlo ka yo mare
So they thought that nothing was important but the Dharma, and they really thought of nothing else.
근데 군조 세문 일람라 나라에나야 삼주데 담비추 코나 삼네 덴데지네 가주고 만남지 다 삽주스나면 냠렌데 덴데 당기레스 가주고 만남지 냠렌데 세문 일람나나 전 또 나당 맹년다가 삼로 땅에 마레스 세문 일람나라 삼주데 추코나 삼 니무파잖아 세문 일람나라 추코나 당기레스 추진다 전주상마 추코랑 제니 검잡이에게 삼바차
Milam
Yang,
So the practice of the Kagyu masters was such that even in their dreams they were doing nothing but practice, thinking of only the Dharma. So this is the way of turning the mind toward the Dharma and turning the mind away from samsara, developing revulsion for samsara. So
the result of this is that even in this life, we can meditate well.
In order to have good meditation, we have to have the foundation of the preliminaries. So this morning I talked about the precious human life that is hard to find and about death and impermanence, but I didn't speak about how to contemplate the precious human birth. So I'll talk a little bit about that now.
So when we meditate, for example, on the hell realms, how do we think about hell? You could think of maybe the Middle East, or even in Varanasi in India, where it gets extremely hot in the summer. It's Fahrenheit over 110 degrees. So just imagine that this is what hell is like, but in hell there's no opportunity to practice the Dharma, and it would be like this permanently, or for a very long time. So think how difficult that would be.
Ta din na la yun ning bu je de go na ngan sa ma su chi le chi bu yo ma re dile dungal dile dal de dile thar tu gi sam lo ma na ta mi shen ba chi gi chana din na tak to de ro je ngan ran chara la chin da chi gi lam na ya chara ngi chro wa de nyong na chin da je na ya mo go nga de la de gi men la bu re sa wa chuk chen bu nang la takpa chawa shukchuma nimo chema meba tappe mesu shukchuma nala ana ka dyna charang deroje la mechi ki ngarang charang la chinda chekin charang deroje la ma de chinda chena ma nga degi men la gare kasa ko dungal de koran yong gyo ra ha go gyo ra dungal de
No one would want to stay a long time there. Even if someone were to offer you money and say, you know, if you would stay in hell or in this incredibly hot place and I'll pay you, nobody would agree to do that. Nobody would accept it. It's too much suffering.
Maybe nobody will attach with that also. Mm-hmm. The own feeling already there, how much suffering and the experience of the suffering, so day and night. So maybe like you guys go to sauna, I don't know. Sometimes pay money and go to sauna, that's, I don't know. So Middle East, even we get up from the aeroplane, so by the bus, come out, everybody do like that. So nobody want to stay in that long. So whole life need to spend is very difficult, you know. And somebody say, I will sponsor you. You always stay there. And then maybe you already fed up. Yeah, no more. So that's sort of. So sometimes you meditate. You're not born yet. Imagine you're there. And next life, you're going to be born there. Are you happy or not? Not going to be happy? Now I have to do something. So real practice. So you can imagine and meditate. And sometimes call maybe Alaska or Southern Pearl. So always knowing, and the wind blows all the time, and then the very freezing anyway, and below is ice, coming top is snowing and wind blows, and you need to whole life need to spend inside that. There no protects anything. So how do you feel? So we can imagine. If so, we don't see the hell realm, I mean, those parts we can really see and we can really feel. So then, next life, you would like to born there, enjoy? I don't think enjoy, even the few hours, typical, and that even that inside, I think no one like to think of the Dharma even that time. And no one maybe like to meditate. Everybody wonder how to escape, how to protect, you know. The heat place, you're only thinking how to escape from the heat, or cold place, how to escape from the cold, how to protect oneself. So no one suffer. So if you don't want to suffer, so the course is now, we have to do the good thing, important. If the cause is there, the result will come. Because nobody done it. Hell realm, nobody sending us invitation, nobody putting like police or somebody arrest and putting down, nobody. Because all done by our own actions. So now then, today after the impermanent is coming action, so even the you are dying, we are all dying, so no get away from. So whatever we done, and the result will come. So that's why we all meditate, sometimes get feelings, then really get the, diligence, or sometimes, I must, it's not good. So on feeling comes, then maybe really pushing you to do good things, practice. Otherwise, sometimes we use the time. I have no time. Even sometimes time become lazy. And not thinking important. That's why we become lazy. If you are important, then of course money is important. Everybody day and night rushing. Why? They think money important. And they keeps money, and how valuable, no will steal, no will rob, so how much we keep. And same like that, our human life also, we need to think same like money and precious or valuable. What?
Priceless.
Priceless. That's what we think. Then we have to, how to, this life is, how long lasts, we don't know. And have to, body have to change next life. And then the similar house moving and place to place, same like that. So everybody looking for good house. I don't think the garbage inside, so house, nobody want to sleep there, nobody want to stay there. Everybody looking fancy house, nice house. But you understand, the fancy house also money. So that's you are accumulating good karmas. Offering, generosity, these things, good marriage, so you can enjoy the good house. If you are not married, then we cannot enjoy those good house. So there are same, maybe 10 people, some are automatically quite wealthy, and some are how much work hard also, sometimes not much really comes in the hand. Not much in the hand, then you cannot spend much. Oh, I was suddenly maybe going somewhere. ngondro dilla thumung gi ngondro di ta kangbo da bo re sta di inji minji ngejung ngejung de ke go re ngejung mena dene chö yang da bo tup tup ma re so de sung gyo re dene ta na gom gi kap sala shen lo kom go re shen lo de kangbo re.
So these preliminary practices are like the feet of meditation. So we need renunciation. We can't practice Dharma without it. So we need to develop renunciation and reverse our attachment.
Tene rangi nyuba, power. Tene rangi yampombo chimbada mimang. Tene rangi ming, rangi teji. Sangma la chakba chimbo cheyo mare. Chu yang dakba chana chakba sangma chegore. Na yang anju dilgazu chakba chetuk marde te chungzu chene. Chu di za chimbo chene nyamlen chede. Ini gejimbo chade yore. Sige yore. Too fast.
So not attached to food and wealth. We have a desire and attachment to things like food, to things like power and wealth and servants if we have them, to our good reputation or having a famous name, to honor, to happiness itself. So we need to be free of attachment to all these things. It's difficult to give up our attachment completely, but we need to lessen our attachment and to think of Dharma as what is important.
Chungna ta chazang chio tu bo de da nganzu de skala ka bo yendo da chungna ta mime lungdong rabu na la drone nyamlen jor se de gi chigden jawa tam je pa jang ne de ne rabu da na ta chazu mila da de zo rabu na pe gi ro din na sing dro ne embala de go re de na ngaran sta khuri yu la da na de dro tu gu ma re la da chi gang tu du nyamlen je na ya gi ro cham dam je ne de go re.
So to cut the ties to this life is very difficult to put all our worldly concerns aside the way Milarepa did and just stay in retreat. But we need to practice as much as possible and stay in retreat.
That kunzuki cham dam ne samlo de garda lama ta kitnang shabi tamnga menga samola den semsechik tu ti lama gi song de la yi che je ni de ne ding yam len je gyo re ta zo zo de rig ba ngwe sin sin ne rig ba ngwe sin tum na gom chen re s ta zok chen gap so la rig ba la gi ro ta cha chen gap so la ma je bi she ba ta mal bi she ba la gi ro ta ding ngwe sin tum na ana gom chen re s nyang gur chen ba me bra chen je lo.
So most important is the belief in the Lama's instructions. And so we talk about in the main practice in Dzogchen as Rigpa or awareness in the Mahamudra tradition. We call it ordinary mind. So this is the to the meditator who cuts the ties to this life.
Da jidang yang da ki le ju de di ani kare che ko to da le ju de sing de ki cho cho de kare na mara zu lu nga isum je ko ne ni le ke wa che de ke chen bo re ni kan dup chi dup ki le ngem ba de pang go go re.
So in terms of karmic cause and result, the main point is that we need as much as possible to practice virtue with our body, speech, and mind, and to give up non-virtue.
That is so. I think it is that kare chunjuk dosna la kare sigurasna ngaranzo cedila da ming nyandra to ngadang de zo shidu la ka ya pengi mares chokbo chongmo ka zo mangbo na shi an shidu pengi mares ta rang menga jinala nya dakta ge da charan shigire lamne da ngangne che yigite yo na de ne de kapsula charang ta semba pe kyogre de ne de kapsula charang charang la kabo yogen do sangma lemne de ne pe kashi kaje nimbo shigre kashi ngugire an demana she shamba tapse gayang yo mare dine ta kharang gi le ga sa sha ba de kharang tholo nyong go gyo re ta ge wa sa yo tik ba sa yo ta nyin she de zo ta ne ko ne temo ta de da bo jang mana tapse gayang yo mare dine na za kop sha cha ya yo mare kharang gi chab la mi shen ba shi shi tu be mi shen ba shi na ya pheng gi yo mare rang rang shi go gure tin du ta ten de kap su la dine le di ta ta da ni sago ya sangbo sago re sta shigalong la na tungal nyom mo go parzo la ya tungal da bo nyom mo go jewa chima la ya de ti ta luden gar tom na ya luden sangbo ya bo ji le la de ne lu le di ani ta da ni ya bo ji sai di ge chim cha de re
So this is helpful, as it's pointed out in the way of the Bodhisattva. In this life, whatever fame or reputation or anything like that we have is really of no benefit to us. When we die, and when we die, or when we're going to die, our friends are also of no help. Nothing is of any help to us when the time comes for us to die. The doctor tells you that you're about to die, and you're very sad, and your friends are very sad. People come to see you. Some of them will say nice things to you. Some of them will cry. But no one is able to help you in any way, because whatever karma you have accumulated in your life will accompany you, and there's nothing that can help that. And so for this reason, we need to accumulate positive karma. And so that will help us for the next life to get a good body, to take a good birth. So we need positive karma in order to do that, and so that's very important.
Ta kashin nang la nang anzu shiru du gal ming nyanda tok nga dang di zo mar dhapu chile pesha gire. Mar.
Mar.
Tene ngarang di shigin di mar gina la pu. Pull the pressure. Manang la put the end tension. Put young ball legger, marche de jargi mare, tadaboji. That Ming and Ratangma, Chitendigan, Yushaya mana, chere your mare. Then so the chick put doyere.
So there's an analogy that's taught to illustrate this. When we die, it's like when a single hair is pulled from a lump of butter. When a hair is taken out of butter, it doesn't stick, it doesn't leave anything behind, it just comes right out. And in the same way, when we die, we go alone.
Don't talk too much. Die, yeah, scary. Now I lost my traffic. Tajdangi lay singing deni, Namjim pe garela shagarna, Ludang, Timal peshagere,
Ludang jima,
Tima, Shedo. Tene dang anjun, Narang Sharla togging in, then Narangi Shedos in a Timadi, Timnadi, Nubla Shagin Lamna, Shatuki Mare, Narang Gawa, Lepsala, Narangi Timnadi, Yam the Yongre.
So karma is also taught through this analogy, that it accompanies us like our shadow accompanies our body. If we're walking to the east, our shadow is not going anywhere but in the same direction. It's going to the east. So in the same way, our karma follows us.
Choose and that's the lady the subject tower at the rock bar, a bond the Lüce mikewa sum ngaki shi yiji sum domdi chudi tine tine mikewa chudi pangne ane kewa chudugore sine tate lete kapsula tso di sungyorwa.
So the main teaching on karma from the Shakyamuni Buddha is on the 10 unvirtuous thoughts. So just to mention them roughly, there are the three unvirtuous actions of, I'm sorry, did I say thoughts? The three unvirtuous actions of body, the four unvirtuous actions of speech, and the three of mind, which make 10. So we need to give up these 10 unvirtuous actions and practice the 10 virtuous actions. So this is the main point of karma, the teaching on karma.
That is the main point of karma, the teaching on karma. Nāngpā yīngu kī mīndu sāṅgūtū tē mīgīwa chū pāṅ, gīwa chū tūbīyā tē zō. Tēne sōk chē nāni, tēne tsē dīla rāng tōng gīrē, tēne kērāng gyabla lāṃsāṅ pūlīs lē gīrē, nāma nā dī sōk chē sā mīdī lē gīrē, kērāng lā tūngāl jāng jāng rē, kawāy nā chūyē gītāng, tāt kībū yō mā rē.
So we need to think about this, and we might reflect that this is not particularly Buddhist teaching. We see this result in this life. So, for example, if we kill, it's very obvious that there's suffering. We are caught, imprisoned, and that there is a result immediately for, and all wrongdoing is like this.
That the usual thing. That soche di sangi song maches soche de pangne sokyam gore sokyamna kerangawa tona kibuyore mitsama kerangla kuguru sugare mitsama peroje mi yakbore lagre tene sok mi shembas la song maches sokyamna shembala sokchena mitsama mitukjare ti yondu la tragire tene yakbuzi mare kawadunaya tungalre.
So the main point is that we need to give up killing and taking life. We need to protect life. If we protect life, then we will always be happy and people will be drawn to us and this will be appreciated. If we take life, then this is bad and everyone knows that that you're bad and will be afraid of you, and this causes suffering. And so this is very clear, so we can think of it that way.
This na cedila yang kibu yongore ditam ta kewa chima da ngaju kashi thongyu mendula ne kale ta sangi gi kewa chima la yang ten kibu yongre sne ten dangbon ne ten song boro wa
and it's the same with stealing. If we steal, then people will know that we're a thief and will say, oh, that person's a thief wherever you go. So then obviously, then how can you be happy? So don't steal, as the Buddha said. So even in this life, we can see that the result of this is unhappiness, even if we can't see the actual result in a future life.
That the Indu, said Dilayan, Kangbachinala, the Indravena, Kuma Magu, Tangbo, Tembaje, the Nichalatus, Yabu, Chebana, Mitsama, Yichesa, Mitsama, Yakbutsisa, the Chungjung Chungjungu Magu, Tinichebana, the Mitsama, Lomadesa, the Mitsama, Dogbasasa, the Mitsama, Dogbachinachal, so the Nichalas, Pichuja was on a Chejumar, Lamsami.
So even in this life, don't steal, give generously instead, and then you can see the results. If you're generous and give, then people will esteem you and think well of you. If you steal, then people will not trust you. They'll always be suspicious about around you. They'll keep a close eye on their things, not let you use them, and then there's no freedom for you then.
Even the roommate. So So if you do nasty things, stealing, then always doubt on you and always look at things that they're worried about you, then you also not really freedom. So you want to use something, people already look it, and people shows always careful on you. So then you feel typical. So be honest is and easy. Sometimes your things can they use, their things can you can use, more harmony comes up there. Ta gandar mangbu shugme da lüje gone ya so much is nga den nga ji gone ne ya den jundang chama de chigjub de jo mala den den de song yore den de ana shin da ye ji gone ya den nga ra jo da mangbu ji da chig jugna ni gu gu do ni jugna sum gu gu do sne napsem kol chala yak bu jo ngala din na shin gu gu do sne da nga jo den de yong de yore la bur de den ga jang da phon sar bas ten sona mi ji ke na nga ya din na shin yo gu gu do kol yak bu jo do da de la na den de nyö la ta pe sha tap shi che gore de nyö la de ne kale ja bure de nyö ma tom na ne kum ma ku gre tra me de che gi ro wa le ga du cha che gi ro wa.
So we shouldn't kill and we shouldn't steal in terms of the unvirtuous actions of speech. We shouldn't tell lies or speak harsh words and so on in terms of the unvirtuous actions of mind. The first is craving. So we just need, if we have one, we need two. If we have two, we need three. We need just more and more of whatever it is we want. Especially today, you know, somebody has a phone that seems really great and you think, oh, I need one like this too. So then in order to get it, you need more money. And then if you don't have the money, then you have to steal to get it. And then it just gets worse and worse.
Ta gandar ngaran jo ani sanjum nen de gi ani tikpa pang gewa drup se ni mi sang ma de chi to be den da la sung ba re ne tungal ma yong we den da la cha chang son da chu sang ye gi sung ga yue na ya sem jin la pen ba sha da ma na sem jin la ne bi sik sen de je ya ma re.
So Shakyamuni Buddha said to give up wrongdoing and to accumulate virtue, and this is all for happiness. This is all causes of happiness. Whatever he taught was for the happiness of beings.
That didn't do any good. That got less on. That sometimes like around the leg, the table, saying the lot. That now that keep on consuming the. Kashi mikashi ranshin ki ne kibu yonde tene chawa kari tuna lamru yonde de jo kare cha bare sna kewa ngoma la tene shengi so kya shen la tene chi shengi tungal le kya tene chi duka sedila tene ranshin ki kibu yongyo re tene mikashi chungjung ni tene naza mangbo tene leha garji na tungal matu ta chi dunda matuba de zogar se kyewa nga mala mila nyap chue she thong jung she de ne khaje la dong da tang den de chine dig nam min de ta me na re dun re na re ga la nyap chue she na dig nam min de an so so li la na za mang bo de ne ja wa ga re chu na ya dun matuba ta de ne mang bo yong gyo re.
So sometimes people are just naturally happy, and whatever they do always meets with success. And so this is a result of their actions in past lives where they had protected others. And so this leads to natural happiness. And sometimes people, from the time they're young, they're just always sick. They just never seem to succeed in what they do. And so this is also, or this is conversely due to the ripening of negative karma.
Ta dinna shi ngagi kone na ya ne ma kewa ngama la chum ma she ba che ne ke ja temba chang yang ya bo she na na kewa de la ke ja kari she na ya mi gi ji ji gre mi gi ci gi re ta chara cha sun she na ya mi di mi gi temba temba she du sam ge re ne ta kewa ngama la cha sun mang bo she mi la ko gor mang ba ta yu na sedila charang keje temba che na yang ci gi yo ma re ki charang pom bu do bo che lem na ya memang yije ma je na de ne pom bu de du ma ro wa ka le ka bo cha ge do wa.
So So if in a past life you were someone who always told the truth, then in this life, people will believe what you say. People will always believe what you say, even if you're actually not telling the truth. And in contrast, if someone has in a previous life lied habitually, then in this life will not be believed even when they are telling the truth. And so, for instance, if someone is in a position of power, they just their words won't be believed and won't be able to maintain it. So it's very important for all of us to accumulate positive actions.
So finally, the result of our karma is the result of positive karma is happiness, and the result of negative actions is suffering. So in terms of sufferings that human beings experience, there are the four main kinds, but suffering generally is discussed in the three categories of suffering, the suffering of change, and the pervasive suffering of formation. So in general, suffering is something that we all experience and understand. We get sick, for example, and we suffer then. But sometimes happiness itself turns into suffering. So happiness is not stable and becomes suffering, and this is the suffering of change. So here's an example that makes it easy to understand. You're hungry, you eat something, and then you're happy and you feel good. But if the food was bad, then you get sick from it, and then that...
No, eat too much.
Oh, you eat too much. Then that leads to suffering. Mm-hmm. And so there isn't... That's pretty obvious and... Not too much
more you need to say about that.
So the weather is another example. When it's cold, then it becomes hot, and then that's too much.
If you have hot, then everybody looking for a cold. And then you go to call, and the two call, also suffering. That you are first looking for joyful turn to suffer. And same, there are many ways to say anywhere you can imagine. So I'm not going to say everything, no time.
For
The practice of Dharma, what we the one that we really need to understand is the pervasive suffering of formation. So this is something that all sentient beings experience, but we don't really know it. We don't get it. If we have a body, then that itself is suffering. But it's not suffering is something that pervades pervades the body, but we don't recognize it.
Then namjun tende yora kas na lu dilla ngaran so lu dilla ngsa na namsang lu de nyam de la ta kare re de cha sedang timusum yo kare de cha sedang timusum yo na ti ta dunga gi kyure dan lu de drup sana ngaran so ne tham ji ge chawa lung ti ba begin sum sne ti yo kare ti yo na dungal di yo kare na ya dewe kapsula yang chaba duje dungal di yore dungal kapsula yang chaba duje dungal di yore na ganzu go chu gyo mar chaba duje dungal de ganzu le ya ba
So generally, this is something that we're born with, along with our body. When we're born, we have attachment, aversion, and ignorance within us, and these are the cause of suffering. We also have within us the elements of phlegm, bile, and wind, and these are the roots of all illness. And so we have these within us as well, but we don't realize this. When we are happy, we have these causes of suffering. When we are suffering, we have them, but we don't realize it.
The din du ani tana chu nyamle se thombo chigen do zo ta chaba du ji gi dungal de dungal du sing ne de yang pang gu gi du sne de yang in ji min ji dungal de la thar gu du sne de ne konna ba gi ne nyamle nang gi yore de ne nam jun ta na da kya wa cham ba gi ta cham ju de nga nang ju pe sha yong de ga ri sha gi re sna ta ta kang ji yamna pu kang ji la bo kang la sha du la bo sha de pe thak bo yore de ne ngan ju gi de la dungal ga yo ma re s tipu kang chik buddi and da chik ba chik jang re sha yin ba chik ba jang na mig la dro na lam sang na za da na ku chik ku jang ngam ming na ten ro che ngam mig kyun sho ro sa da ngam tra shi u le ge res ten ne nyam len thom bu yong zo ti pra kang de ming na dro ba na sing gi dungal thong ge ra cha ba du ji dungal di na nga rang zo la ba gang sha ba na ji dungal yin ba ha gu ge yo ma res
So, for accomplishing Dharma practice, we need to recognize the suffering of the composite. We need to understand our suffering to be suffering, and that and recognize it as something that we want to need to get rid of. And it's explained this way, that if there's a hair from our head in the palm of our hand, we don't really feel it. We don't really experience it. It doesn't bother us. But if that same hair were in our eye, it would be very irritating and we'd want to get rid of it right away. So it's said that the great practitioners, the realized practitioners, for them, this suffering of the composite is like having a hair in their eye. But for us, it is like having it in our hand. We don't recognize it.
Okay, I have to move down, yeah, no stuck here. Ta dijela ani ni bod jogin. Ta tumung shenlok kom je kangbo de drone. Ta mugu kom je ko de jogin da da mugu ko re sa je chbo kom nyamlan je bala.
The next topic is the preliminaries to a Mahamudra, the special preliminaries, beginning with a verse on devotion as the head of meditation.
The Mugu Gomje Kohor the Droge Hindu Kapsala Mugu Gomje Kohor Sumbashin Menga Terko Chebe Lamala Gyundu Sowa Tebe Gomje Chumin Mugu Tiawar Chinjelos.
Devotion is the head of meditation, as is taught. The Lama opens the gate to the treasury of oral instructions to the meditator, who always supplicates you, grant your blessings that genuine devotion is born within. Generally, the practice of the four common preliminaries, the four thoughts that we just discussed, are common to all the vehicles of Buddhism. But in the Mahayana and Vajrayana, the special preliminaries are unique to those vehicles.
The din du ani da tumungi mahim bi ngondo dilla tangbo dilla. Excuse me. Tanganzu jamdo dan semje ta chagdo zo nyamdo jogyo ro.
So the first of the special preliminary practices is refuge and bodhicitta with prostrations.
Ta jamdo di ani ngaran zo injimje kore jamdo di mebaena ani ta nangbe dele le thukyo mare peja mangbu che ta peja keba gajo ina ya de ni che jamru damba mena nangba mare es lagyo re
Without refuge, one is not a Buddhist, no matter how much one may study. Without refuge, one is not considered Buddhist.
Ta chiba nangba jamru ke es ni de ne jamru jula yeme de la de ne jamru jula yona nangbas jamru jula mena chibas ta namjun de des chagyo re
So if one has taken refuge, one is Buddhist. If one has not, one is non-Buddhist, or literally outsider.
So that samjam la nangba sangje pal la chubi godi ani kani chugo re es ne jamru ne chugo re es chagyo re
So refuge is often spoken of as the gateway to the Dharma.
Tangaranzo godaba kangba godaba jena tene ko nangla lemna tene kangba nang lebare la ko nangla malemna ta kangba chilo la re tina shin jamro damba shu yena ta ko nanglo lebsa re jamro damba shu mena ko nanglo lebyo mare.
So a house has a door, and if you don't go through the door, then you won't be inside the house. If you go through the door, then you're in the house. So similarly, once you have taken the vow, then you are within the Dharma, and without the vow, you are remain outside.
Tina Shingi, Tinichi, Jamru Dumbo Shugindi, and Daka Gandagorasna, Kola Tungalji Yuni, Chitaji Yuni. That's also the Pesha Samanala, Yensungi Tungala, Chishing Tangnes, Jamruki Jukares, Chikwa Sigure. Ta, Man Nasona, Mamengala Drunzim Pangimare, Amji Yakbuchi, Natagirua. Amji Dingala, Mentena Pengire.
So the perspective that the taker of the refuge vow should have is similar to someone who is sick. If I'm sick, I'm going to go to the hospital. So similarly, the vow taker recognizes that I'm suffering, and I'm taking it out of fear of suffering. So if I'm sick, I need not just to go to the hospital, I need to see a doctor. and I need to get medicine from the doctor, and I need to take the medicine, I need to have faith that the medicine will help me. So similarly, the one who is taking the vow of refuge needs to have certainty in the power of the three jewels, and the faith in the three jewels, as if it was medicine.
Dang Adabuji, Be Shukchuma Nani, Mengana, Nyalde Baina, and then Yujin Sum in Jimmy Jesango Gre.
Yujin
Sum Tangbo, Amji Yaboji, Nazatama Hagogi, Amjiji, Yabardo Gogre. Then Yibadilla, Amji Yabadigimare, Men in Jimmy Jogre. Menang, Nazadilla, Nazadi, Drought of Men, Tan Nazadilla Pemmy, Menny Gogre. Men Yobazamji Digimare. Yang samzamla, dzu dzu la chag dang da, dende dzu dzu la na karzore, ta chag da ye da men zhe zhabu da, susu mengana niya dina narsi gogre, ta disum injimi chang gogre, den chang na den susu naza di yabu zhatu gogre, den nashingi, dende kerang la dongal da chigba chigda dle, ngabar do kyab gogre na, tangbo lam tumba bo yul, an sangi di. Yakboch Hagor, that and do jam record like Mamboshe, Dizuomare, Sangi de Lea, Ken, Se, Newsumji, Nendezo, Yakbo Hagore. The Sangi, Doctor Nashin, the Amjere. Ta Sangi de so Karasungersna, Tambi Chusungre, the Kondosumanajing, Pipapang, Kawatup, Lavanta Kakarina, did he mend the men? Ta Amji de Sembaganja, Naza de la Motrugur de Mendi, Tanganzu Sana, Naza de la Tagre, so Mendi. Over Dinaching, Aranzo Sanjigi, Sonsha, Tambi Chudin Yamlenjor. Chudin Yamlenjena? Said Dilan, there were young, said Chimagilaya, Ningenson la Tromogota, there were in the Walla Troy Tobiaki, Ta Lamdi, Chucha de Ore, the Lam Dumbo de Sanji, the Lam Goma de Chu. Lam la da troche, mashe hago mago, tanda, yamlen tata, jeshe, mashe da hamog, yamlen chicken, roba, keran no dogudo, keran de mare lamne, robo chicken de la, sanka lamnare, kendin lagure, that the Zulayan, yawa mongbota, yawa gashum, the dead of Jelabach in Shushabana, than a jambu tumba shoes, that in yamdo, jeshe de yam the jabshana tap the budu samson.
So there are three conditions, three things that we need when we're sick. We need, first of all, a good doctor. We also need to take the medicine from the doctor. And then we also sometimes need the help of someone to support us as we recover, which would be a nurse. And so if we have all three, then this is really what we need. So similarly, in terms of taking the vow of refuge, we can consider ourselves to be suffering like a sick person. And so for our suffering, we also need these three things. We need someone to show us the path which out of suffering, and that is the Buddha, who has the qualities of love, can't say new, wisdom, compassion, wisdom, love, and power. So the Buddha is like our doctor. And then not just having a doctor, the Buddha teaches the Dharma, and he teaches the Dharma of giving up wrongdoing and accumulating virtue. So this is what we need to do. And so this is the medicine that the Buddha has given us, this Dharma. And if we take it, then we will recover. And so if we do this Dharma practice, then we will experience happiness in this life and happiness in future lives as well. So this path is the Dharma, and the one who shows the path is the Buddha. And then the third condition is that we have companions to help us along the path and help support us as we go. And so this is the Sangha. So these are the three things in which we take refuge. And so I thought it was helpful if I combined this with the refuge vow. So for those who are taking the vow of refuge, there's not sort of a formal empowerment with articles, but we have here in this room the representations of the three jewels, statues and texts and so on. So as you take the vow, you think that from today you visualize the three jewels in space in front of you, and think in terms of the time frame for the vow. In the Mahayana tradition, you think that from today on, in the Mahayana tradition, it would be until I attain enlightenment. In the Hinayana tradition, it would be for this lifetime, I am taking this vow of refuge. And so you visualize in space in front of you the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions and the Dharma and all the Sangha, and I am taking refuge before them. So this is what you should be visualizing as you repeat the words, and what you are saying is that I am going for refuge to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You are saying I'm going for refuge to the Buddha, to the Dharma, and to the Sangha. Okay, so I'm not going to say too much about all the practices of the special preliminaries. There's not enough time, just a little bit. The difference, so as refuge was the difference between, in terms of entering the Dharma, the difference in the Mahayana is the generation of bodhicitta. If one has generated bodhicitta, this is the Mahayana practice. Without bodhicitta, it is the foundation vehicle. We all have this pure nature of mind, but it is obscured by our wrongdoing and obscurations like clouds obscuring the sun. So it is difficult to realize this. And so we need to remove these obscurations. So in order to clear away and purify our wrongdoing and obscurations, we do the practice of Vajrasattva, the recitation and visualization of Vajrasattva. And so this helps bring us closer, this purification helps bring us closer to recognizing the nature of mind.
To recognize, to realize a Mahamudra and the nature of mind, we need to gather the two accumulations. And for this purpose, we do the practice of the mandala offering. Generally, there are many methods for gathering the accumulations, but the best and easiest is the offering of the mandala. So in order to recognize the Mahamudra, nature of our mind, we need to accumulate blessings. And so these come from, or we need to receive blessings. So these come from the root lama and the lineage lamas. And so we do the practice of Guru Yoga to receive the blessings of the lineage lamas in our mind stream.
Excuse me. Ta mugudi godamores and mugudi kandajigo, chuma maimi mugudi chula kegores. Ta chuma sedugala soju japsabachi, chuma maimba sedu soju mebachi, rajingi chikegores.
So it says that devotion is the head of meditation and that we need unfabricated or genuine devotion. So this means that meditation needs to be unmade, unfabricated, but naturally arising. The line is, grant your blessing that genuine devotion is born within. So unfabricated devotion is something that we can't generate immediately. So we need to pray to our Lama. We need to remember his qualities, remember and practice his instructions, realize that he is very kind in giving the instructions, and then can generate faith in him. So the object of our devotion is the lamas who give Mahamudra instructions.
Pena Bengal Chambal Sambo Konangya Songyore, Tsendenji Lama Jayoyan, Tsendenji Lama Chiglame, Tsenchobar Kawas in the Sanje Karma Bains in the Songyore. That Lama Tsende Mambuyore, and that Sangmang around like Katin Chambrevesna, Sangma Sane Tamashu Mare, that Rangla Sue Sem Mojunang. Suzan and Motrin and did Lamadi, Sanji Wins and the Dutta Jijet Gajamore.
For example, Bengal Jampal Sangpo had many lamas. There are many genuine lamas, but the one who pointed out the nature of his mind was the Karmapa.
So himself also made up maybe many genuine lamas, or there in this world, many genuine lamas. But all maybe we cannot get instructions, but which you really receive from the one and who really introduce your nature of the your mind, and that's you have really have to think he's like same as a Buddha. Even Buddha comes, introduce your natural mind. So all of us has one mind, there are no many mind. And who can introduce one is that is become your root guru.
Tadilla, ani, sendin lama dilla, tsavi lama dilla, ne solo de caduta vores na, kundu soa de be comjala, sa tigdina yuda, caduina soa da vores, tane, cabre, tizotomba, idu soa da, tizotomba, medu soa, madap, the remember, then touch takba, solo da vores, takba, yella tengores.
So, how is it that we pray to our root lama? The text says, always. Continuously. So it's not that we only pray to our root lama when we have the time, and we don't do it when we don't have time. We should be doing it continuously, always. So unfabricated devotion doesn't just mean holding our hands in the prayer mudra. It's something that we need to do from the depths of our heart.
Sometimes show up and people in front of are very devoted to my guru. And from heart or not, and the mouth words are saying, hands are joining like that, show up, and that's not correct. It's naturally come out from your heart. It's important. Clean heart. One is not killing heart with the proud or something. I have great teacher, I have something, then the show up. And that's your price go up.
So how is it that we know a genuine lama? It's like when Milarepa heard Marpa's name and he got goosebumps and spontaneously started to cry. Sometimes it happens like this, so that you just are overwhelmed with this feeling that this is my lama. So maybe some of you have this experience, something like falling in love.
Then that lama chala fell in love the young same changmare.
So but if you fall in love with a lama, then this is something that is pure. It's from the aspect of dharma.
Ta kambupa gida da digido drink the shasha girwa sanyi di shine da lagdong de labgin yin.
Okay. So we'll stop here for today, and tomorrow resume with a discussion of shamatha and vipassana.